man. I don't know about y'all, but for me, having an older brother is like...
Oh, chin check.
Damn, bro. L chin. Am I right?
Nah, I got you a gift, though.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, open them up.
Oh, these are tough. Let me try them on.
Yup. You know what these are good for, bro?
Yeah, what is it?
Wedgies.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I still love having a big brother. Like, yeah, you get your ass beat bi-weekly. Yeah, these motherfuckers will steal your food. And they be frying your shit for no reason whatsoever.
Chains for real? Not as Chipotle for real. Because he's wrapped like a burrito.
But let's think about it, bro. What is the alternative? A big sister, bruh? Hell nah. These motherfuckers will force you to do your makeup and shit. All right, yeah, pull the plug.
But it looks good.
Pull that shit. Like, pull the plug.
So I don't
pull
think we can
plug.
Do that.
Pull the
Damn,
plug.
Are you
pull
serious,
the,
bro?
Man, pull the fucking plug. Like, having a brother's an interesting situation. Because I would trust this motherfucker with my life. No questions asked. But I'm not trusting him with my Chipotle for a second, bro. Like, I was born with my very own number one hater and my number one supporter who just happens to have the same mom as me, bro. But listen, nowadays, I'm a grown-ass man. My brother, a grown-ass man. Now that we're both grown, we get along like PB and
J, yo.
That's what I was about to say, bro.
For real, though. We get along like chicken
and waffles.
Okay.
Yes, sir, bro. We get along like salt and vit. Nah, I don't get it, bro. I don't know
what you're trying to say.
Nah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is if I'm eating,
right.
Worried,
oh, yeah. If he gets into a fight, we get into a fight, yeah.
If someone reads my search history, we searched up Lola Bunny furry buns, looped up, shaking it wild
bro.
Style, yeah.
Nah.
What are you doing?
We didn't do that?
Fuck no.
Okay, yep, no, that's fine. But a lot of shit has changed throughout the years, man. Back in the day, me and my brother were ops, bro, because this motherfucker's sole reason for living and breathing was to rage bait my ass. And I was like 5 years old, still figuring out who's milking the chocolate cows and shit. And big bros hit me with shit like,
yo, what's 9 plus 10?
It's 19.
Get a load of this dipshit.
Bro, it's literally 19. Man, what the fuck?
Hey, why are you so mad, bro?
Bro, you literally...
Sorry, relax, bro. Just sit down, take a deep breath.
Who's a good boy? Yeah,
man,
who's
fuck. Now, me and my homies used to wrestle all the time, and my record was decent. We're talking like 50 and 10, and at the time, my signature go-to finisher move was the guillotine choke. It had seriously never let me down once until I tried that shit with Big Bro, and I started guillotining my ass beat, dog. My brother's 3 years older than me, so that shit was like a boss battle that you just don't have enough XP for, bruh. Like, when I would pull up on him, I hear boss battle music, my health bar pops up, and I start unloading the clip on this motherfucker, but he's done beat my ass so many times. He's got my moveset memorized and shit, bro. Like, this motherfucker's the Picasso of beating my ass specifically. Like, every time, I was getting folded like an omelet, folded like origami. I was getting folded like I was playing poker, the way he just dealt me these hands, bro. And maybe you're thinking, Big Bro got the strong genes, so I got the smart genes type shit. Nope, not. This motherfucker took those jeans too, bro, and he put them to use. Cause he used to manipulate the shit out of me, bro. Like, I remember one Halloween a long time ago when I was like 4, my mom came up to us with 2 costumes, right? One was Spider-Man with the fake muscles and everything, and the other was Shrek. It was Shrek. Yo, I call Spider-Man.
No,
but I want Spider-Man.
Actually, you know what?
I want Shrek, man. Shrek is cool as hell. Like, what'd he say? What are you doing in my swamp?
Wait, no, I want Shrek.
Oh, you think he's supposed to be like Mike Wazowski or some shit?
I don't even know.
What are you doing in my swamp?
And this can't just be me, bro. But when we were younger, my brother would teach me some lingo or advanced intellectual informational shit. And I would go around school just spewing out words I don't even understand, bro.
Damn, what y'all got for lunch?
Shit, it's just a little PB&J.
That's savage. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, man. I guess. I mean, my mom.
Okay, Bob, I see some pizza. YOLO.
Well, what about Bev's? Bev's, what are we saying?
I got some apple juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I love apple juice.
I don't.
Bro, what? Who doesn't love apple juice?
Yeah, well, it's because my brother says that juice has a secret society where all the juices, I'm talking apple, orange, fucking pineapple, get together and they control the bank.
Shit.
Now, me and my brother would go at it, bro. It was a seemingly never-ending rivalry between us of me getting my ass beat, him beating my ass. Okay, maybe it wasn't a rivalry.
Shit, I think I was getting bullied.
But one day when I was 7 years old, everything changed for both me and my brother when we got a stepsister, bro, because she was annoying as fuck. Her name was Alicia, and she was spoiled, bro. Every time she didn't have her way, she would just call up her pops, and it was raps for me and bro. Alicia was getting the princess treatment, and we were getting the fucking peasant treatment, dog. Like, let me tell you a story from my childhood, bro. I was 7 years old, and me and Alicia shared a small room, and it was split right down the middle. The left side was blue, Spider-Man bed, teddy bear, boy shit, right? And the right side was pink, Disney princess posters, Barbie dolls, all the girl shit. And one night, I was in dreamland, counting sheep, having a wonderful time, and when I woke up, I realized I done pissed the bed, bro. Grown ass man at the big age of 6, pissing in the sheets, hell nah. I was like, shit man, I gotta get my act together, bro. So throughout that day, I drank a little bit less water, hopped into my cozy Spider-Man bed sheets, and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I done pissed the bed again, bruh. Fuck, man. 2 in a row, I gotta lock in, man. So that day, drank no fucking water. I was parched as hell, but I jumped into bed to finally have a nice, peaceful, dry sleep. And when I woke up, fucking soaked, dog. I went 3 for 3, bro. I was like the LeBron James of waterlogging the mattress. All right, bro. This shit's just getting ridiculous. So I go 2 days straight, no water. I'm fully dehydrated. There's not an ounce of water in my body. I finally go to sleep, but this time I wake up to rustling, movement. My bed kind of shaking. I fully open my eyes.
Alicia just pissed on my bed, bro.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Chains. They will never believe you.
Bro, I hop off the DIY water mattress, run over to my mom's room, and you gotta think about how guilty and schizophrenic I sounded, bro.
Mom, Alicia's pissing on my bed.
James, it's possible you wet your own bed while you were sleeping.
No, come here, look, she's probably doing it right now.
James. Alicia's dead asleep.
No, but every single day I wake up and there's just piss all over the Spidey blankets.
Alright, Chains, what's next? Alicia's just gonna shit your pants too, bro?
And to this day, nobody believed me except my motherfucking brother, bro, cause he's a G. And when he realized how annoying a little sibling can actually be, he was like, shit, I low-key fuck with you, little bro.
Hey, I fuck with you too, twin.
So we started playing some Mario Kart together. He taught me how to play basketball. He introduced me to Minecraft. He even taught me how to make a YouTube channel. And as we got older, big bro got a car. And that shit felt like when Greg and Roderick finally started fucking with each other, bro. We were running around, hitting late-night Sevrons, eating straight Roderick-ass meals. We were in that bitch like,
brain freeze.
And ever since that day, my big brother's been like my second half, bro. My twin in him. Truly, I can say my big brother is my
vinegar, bro. It was salt and vinegar.
It was on the tip of my tongue, bro. How did I not get that?
What are you doing in my swamp?
Man, there's a lot of questionable places on Earth, like the Bermuda Triangle or Area 51 or even this place. But none of these places can compare to the questionability of high school. And so inevitably, there's some weird ass kids in that joint. Like, you gotta be careful who you talk to, bro, cause you approach the wrong student and shit. You're getting cussed out by a pack of hyenas in social studies class. And usually I never care what other people do. Like, you do you, you know what I'm saying? But when I gotta sit through that shit for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, shit, can you stop doing you for like 5 minutes, bro? And speaking of annoying kids, there's always that one kid in class who's constantly gargling on the teacher's meat. Like, we'll be finishing up the last class on a Friday, and of course the teacher's pets gotta say some shit like,
Mr. Cumminson, is there no homework for us to complete over the weekend?
Well, no, believe it or not, I'd rather not spend my weekend marking your shitty-ass little essay, so...
But don't worry, Mr. Cumminson, I can help you mark essays all weekend long.
Whoa, isn't that against school policy?
Well, what's against school policy?
Riding Mr. Cumminson's dick with no license?
Hey, you're not allowed to swear.
And of course, the class clown. And man, I really just gotta commend him for his work. Like, it's not an easy job being the class clown. Dude threw out his entire GPA, future, and probably got his shit whooped on multiple occasions just to keep the class entertained. Like, I'll be rotting in English class, about to fall asleep, until the class clown starts cooking the teacher for no apparent reason.
And next we're looking at adjectives. Does anyone have any good examples?
Yeah, Jason.
Bald as shit.
Oh, well, no, that's actually three words.
No. I wasn't even using an example. You're just so goddamn bald. Yo, it's distracting.
God, hey, damn. You know what they say? The more hair I lose, the more head I get.
Stop the cat.
No. I don't think that's true, Mr. Clean, because you got more hair than you got hoes, and that says a lot with your Caillou-looking ass.
Yo. Just go to detention, man.
And you know we got the Redditor, bro. Now, don't be deceived. Redditors can come in all shapes and sizes, especially the extra large size, and even the extra extra large size. But regardless, they all have the same programming encoded into their brains. They're either talking about a video game or they're quoting a meme, bro. And I got a little piece of advice to any Redditors out there. I don't care how funny that shit may be in your head, if you have to verbally describe what a meme looks like, for your sake, just don't say it, bro, because I promise you that joke will not hit.
And next up we got Darren presenting a slideshow on why Elon Musk is poggers. Whenever you're ready.
Me standing in front of the class waiting to present. You know that meme where Mike Wazowski is standing there in an awkward fashion with his hands by his side and he's got like two eyes.
Now there really is levels to being a Redditor. And don't get me wrong, they're not all that bad, but the ones that got that I paused my game to be here tea paired up with the beer belly neck beard combo, that shit is lethal. And if you press E to interact with one of these bad boys, you'll get stuck in an endless time loop hearing about Among Us memes and hentai. Now the band kids are like the Redditor's second cousin. Like it's all the same shit, but bro just knows how to play a tuba. Now on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got the dudes who touch grass. The athletes. Now I feel like these dudes got a bad reputation when it comes to the jock stereotypes from the movies, because the ratio of athletes shoving nerds in lockers is probably like 1 in 75, and the one was most likely just having a bad day. Speaking of bad days, getting shoved in a locker really has a way of ruining your day, and you really gotta feel bad for the nerds who have to endure this type of harassment every single day. Well, actually, it's only every other Tuesday after their football practice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be shoved in a locker at all. You shouldn't have to be. That's grammatically incorrect. It's actually supposed to be you shouldn't
shut up.
There's really just three types of smart people. The first dude, you wouldn't even be able to tell bro's smart because he's just lazy as fuck. He'd be acing every test using 1% of his brain power. Like he's got that Elon Musk potential, but shit, he just doesn't really feel like being a billionaire today. Or on the other hand, we got the weirdly political and argumentative smart dude. This guy used up all his IQ points on logic and reasoning and completely forgot to upgrade his social awareness, because this is the kind of guy that everyone mutually agrees is just annoying as fuck. Like you can't do shit around this dude without him trying to start an argument. Yo Chains, you think I sink this half court shot? Bro, there is no chance you make that shit. But, you are incorrect. No chance implies that statistically there is a 0% chance that it goes in, which is wrong, as others have made this exact shot before Billy. Truthfully, there's a chance for just about anything to happen, even though the chances may be slim. Well, that's cap, because there's no chance for you, bro. No chance for me to what? You gotta be more specific.
For you to get some bitches.
And some people are just smart, and they still have the ability to be a normal functioning member of society. A lot of these people are chill as fuck. Like, they can teach you shit you don't understand, carry you in group projects, and if they're goated, they can just bless you with the homework. And this is not the same is getting your homework from the class clown or the athlete, because this shit is actually correct. And next, we got the other dudes who touch grass. The stoners. Why are you looking at me? There's always a dude posted up in the back of the class who's visually fried as fuck. You'll commonly see him posted up with a snack of some sort, and you know they never forget the Bev. Now you don't want this dude's homework, because I promise you we will just have a bunch of doodles with some mushrooms and this graffiti S, and somehow these motherfuckers will manage to take a multiple choice test and get every answer wrong. Like, it's actually kind of impressive when you think about it. But besides that, they're just cool people. But I'm not gonna lie, I can't really say the same about the hot Cheeto girls, bro. Like, these girls put in an effort to be as loud as possible. Like, Lord forbid, if one of these
these girls breaks one of their long-ass nails, it doesn't matter if you sit on the opposite side of the class, you're gonna hear about it. You're also gonna hear them chewing those hot Cheetos, because they be lip-smacking like crazy. Speaking of smacking, there's always that one kid in school who simply enjoys smacking motherfuckers. And at my school, it was Jordan Johnson. And if you see my high school fights video,
that's why you don't mess with me, yo.
I'm Jordan Johnson.
Or my high school dances video,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
You would know, Jordan Johnson keeps a solid ass record, but it's at the point where bros fought so many people that nobody really even fucks with them. Cause now it's like either you fought Jordan Johnson or your homies fought Jordan Johnson, and either way, it's fuck Jordan Johnson. But all bias aside, you just got to appreciate the top tier, high value entertainment that JJ brings to the school. Like after a long day of calculus and chemistry, there's nothing like watching a dude get Batista bombed in front of the whole school. And speaking of the whole school, 75% of the whole school are straight NPCs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is, because honestly, I love you for that. I couldn't be happier to share the school with you, my man. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would survive a school without NPCs. The sheer amount of Redditors, hot Cheeto girls, and teachers' pets, fuck, I'd rather be homeschooled at that point. But all jokes aside, man, every student plays a crucial part of the high school experience. So remember to appreciate everyone. Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, leprechauns, unicorns, two pretty best friends, and love. They don't exist, bro. I've looked far and wide. I've searched the depths of the valleys and the highs of the mountains. And yet still, one of the friends always gotta be chopped, bro. But love too, though, man. I've searched everywhere. I've scoured my hometown. I've gone from the coast of Mexico to the cities of Japan. But one way or another, I always just end up with nobody to love. Or I end up getting robbed by gay homeless, dude. I mean, I was down bad, bro. It got to the point I thought maybe I just wasn't meant to find a girlfriend. Maybe this was just a face only a mother could love.
Ew, get that shit off the screen.
What? Ma!
So I hopped on a flight to Barcelona, and this story takes place a few weeks ago. It's a new continent, new city, with new people, and maybe even a new girlfriend. And so as soon as I stepped foot on that Spanish soil, I downloaded Tinder and got the swiping, bro. Fine shit, swipe right. Cute shit, swipe right. Chop shit. Swipe right, bro. It's a numbers game. I done swiped so much my thumb had a six pack and I ran out of girls to swipe on. But shit, I mean, it's a numbers game. And since I pulled up solo dolo, I went and checked into a hostel. Now, if you don't know what a hostel is, it's pretty much like a little hotel, except you share your room with like six other motherfuckers. But to be fair, you save a lot of money. And I low-key don't mind sleeping with some random dudes if it means I get some extra change in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Is 15 enough?
Nah, the hostel is like 30-something.
Oh, nah, I don't need a hostel.
What? Wait, no, not like that, bro. Anyway, sleeping in that hostel was fucking crazy, bro. Like, first night I got there, I hopped in my little twin bunk bed and closed the curtains, and everyone was like,
"All right, good night, boys.
Sweet dreams. Love you, motherfuckers.
Love you too, y'all, motherfuckers. Yo, motherfucker on the top right bunk, say it back.
Good night.
And
I love you.
Love you too, bro. Lights out."
So the sun came up and my ass didn't get a drop of sleep. But regardless, I got out of bed, got some coffee, explored the city, hit the beach, got some food, all the normal shit you do when you're in a new city. But after a long day of tourist shit, I went back to my room. I hopped in my little bunk bed and prepared myself to open up Tinder after letting that shit cook for a solid 24 hours. And when I opened that shit up, yo, I got 28 matches.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Now, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Initially, that number 28 was looking mad nice until I clicked that shit and started looking through my matches and realized, yo, this shit is not a numbers game, bro. Like, you know you're cooked when the chuds are sliding on you saying shit like, "Hey, yo, I'm trying to put you in chains for real and then touch your stick, man." Yeah. Yeah, nah, I'm deleting this shit, bro. And just as I'm about to give up on my dreams of finding my other half,
I get a new match.
It's Yvonne, straight dime, certified fine shit, bro. I had to slide in with some heat.
So I'm like, Yvonne?
Nah, more like King Vaughn, cause I'm trying to take you to the O. Thug marriage. Now that would be a crazy story. Opening bracket featuring Lil Durk, closing bracket.
And before I send her some absolute bullshit like that, she hits me with a, hey.
Oh, you know, nah, that works. What's up? How are you?
Great, how are you?
And we end up having a marvelous conversation. We share a bunch of beliefs, perspectives, and above all, we got the same taste in music. So I'm like, you free tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm free tomorrow.
What's your favorite food?
I'm a drinks type of girl.
Say less, I know a place. I don't know shit. I literally just got here, bro.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
And just like that, I just got myself a date.
I'm coming.
Nah, you can't come. It's my date, bro. Hell no. So that night, I did a little research and found the coolest bar in Barcelona. But when I went to make a reservation online, they only do in-person virtual queues. So instead, I went to sleep. So the next day, I woke up with some pep in my goddamn step. I looked at some fire architecture. I hit a mean leg day. Ate some gas Spanish food. And before I knew it, it was time to get ready for my date. So I hopped in the shower, put on my toughest fit, sprayed on a little Valentino, hopped into Uber, and arrived at the bar 30 minutes early. So this way, I could join the virtual queue in order to get into the bar at 9 p.m. sharp. So I'm waiting outside and find shit. Messages me like,
yo, I'ma be a little bit late. I'm still doing my hair.
And I'm all like, that's no problem. I know some people. I can make some calls. Don't worry about it. So I walk up to the security out front like, yo, so fine shit says she's gonna be a little bit late. Can I change the time or something?
Nah, bro, just rejoin.
I bet. So I rejoin, go sit outside and wait, and then I get another text message.
I'm so sorry, but my makeup took longer than I thought, so I'ma be a little extra late.
So I walk up, rejoin the queue, and security's like,
yo, what's going on?
It's nothing. Fine shit's makeup took a little longer than expected, you know.
Hey, listen, man, this fine shit of yours, you sure she's even coming?
Nah, yeah, nah, of course, that's fine shit, she's coming. So I go back and sit down outside, but looking back, I definitely gave her the benefit of the doubt, but that was her first red flag. So now it's about 9:40 p.m. and I get a text message from Yvonne that reads, I'm here. So I go to link with Yvonne for the moment of truth, whether or not I'm about to go on a date with fine shit or 50-year-old neck bearded catfish shit. And fortunately for me, no catfish.
Change.
Yo.
Hey.
What's up? Now the virtual queue still had 10 minutes before we could get in, so we go and sit down outside and have a little chat. And it's a great conversation. We got a lot to talk about and the vibes are there.
So you could travel to Barcelona alone. What do you do? Is it daddy's money?
Yeah, it's daddy's money.
Ah, okay, interesting.
But I'm daddy.
Yeah, no, I need to drink some alcohol.
Yeah, no, me too. My phone beeps and it's our turn to go inside, but this is no regular bar. So I'm like, yo, just follow me. So we enter this pastrami shop. I open the fridge. We go inside and we go through this tunnel that leads us to the bar. We order our drinks and continue talking.
Okay, so if it's not daddy's money, then what do you do?
And so obviously, I just told her, like,
OnlyFans.
You're lying.
I am dead ass serious. My meat is all over the worldwide net.
What? No way. Show me.
Shit. Maybe after a few drinks, you know what I'm saying? And right on time, our drinks showed up and my shit was radioactive, bro. Like, here's a picture. There are no filters or effects on that shit. And I'm not gonna lie, it tasted exactly how it looked. But regardless, I'm tanking that shit and I don't know what it is, but that shitty ass drink was giving me superpowers, bro. That shit had me cooking up the greatest answers to her questions possible, bro.
Okay, so if you had one wish, what would it be?
Damn, that's a good question. Shit. Okay, if I had one wish, period cramps.
What?
I would rid the world of period cramps, man. I hate the fact that they exist. Just even thinking about it, like, ooh, they sure do get me riled up, man. I hate them.
Wait,
Me too!
Nah, that's crazy. We have so much in common.
And from that moment on, I could tell she took down her guard and got comfortable. Cause she started saying shit like, ugh, this guy from my school is obsessed with me and he won't stop snapping me.
Damn. Maybe she should stop responding or some shit.
She snaps a picture of us and captions that shit.
He getting it and you not.
Lol.
Red flag number two. What kind of anime villain origin story are you trying to create for this motherfucker, bruh? But I digress.
We order the second round of drinks. But as she's sipping that shit, I can hear an accent starting to form in her speech. So I'm like,
yo, where's this accent coming from?
Oh yeah, nah, when I drink, my French accent starts coming out.
And I kid you not, she went from one drink sounding like, yeah, so my favorite food is pasta,
to drink four, dead ass talking like,
actually, I changed my mind. My favorite food is croissant.
Shawty turned from fine shit to French shit so fast, I didn't even know who I was on a date with at this point. And then she hits me with a,
I'll be right back.
She grabs my face and hits my ass with a big ass swoosh. Now that shit took me aback. I was not expecting it. However, maybe it's just a culture thing. Maybe it's normal for her. So I can't say that it's a real red flag. So she's still in the game.
And when she comes back, she's like,
yo, chains, let's go to the beach.
Say less. So we're walking down to the beach and she says some shit like,
so when's the next date?
Oh, it's on Saturday at 6 p.m.
Oh no, I'm not free on Saturday.
Oh, you mean date with you? Yeah, nah, this is the last one. Now I said it as a joke, but she wanted to get all mad and shit and storm off. Now in this situation, I have two options. Option A is chase after her and beg her to stay. And option B is standing there like an absolute peak male specimen to the point the gravitational pull of my testosterone retrieves her back to the very location she left. And I went with option B. And she came back, bruh.
You're supposed to chase after me. It's like a French thing.
Ah, okay. I'm not French, bruh. So we continue with our walk, and I'm cracking jokes, entertaining her and shit. But honestly, that little stunt shorty pulled back there was red flag number three for me, bro. So at this point, I'm not in it for the game of love. I am simply just in it for the love of the game, bruh. So we arrive at Barceloneta Beach. We sit down, and at this point, it's about 1 a.m., but we're still chatting, having a good time. But out of the corner of my eye, I see a man hooded up walking towards us from the darkness. And as bro's approaching, I'm ready for anything. I'm getting ready to take a stand, throw some hands, get in the sand. Should I even go band for band? But if this dude gets any closer, I'd be damned, and this motherfucker hits us with a drive-by compliment.
You have a very beautiful girlfriend.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you?
Damn, do you think he'll find a girlfriend beautiful like me?
Yeah, nah, he seems like a great dude. I'm sure he could find somebody.
What?
I said, yeah, nah, he seems like a nice fella. This girl slaps the shit out of me and says,
you're supposed to say nobody's as beautiful as me.
Bro. In this moment, I had never been so unattracted to a girl in my life. Am I tripping? Or did you just slap the shit out of me?
And then she tries to kiss me again, talking about,
I'm sorry.
Nah.
What? No, what?
And even after getting my shit absolutely Will Smith, I'm still trying to be polite. Like,
listen, I don't kiss girls on the first date.
You don't kiss girls on the first date.
Yeah.
So, you're telling me for a living, your occupation is laying down that pipe on film and then proceeding to post it online and you can't kiss me.
Type shit. And she storms off, bro, but I know exactly what to do to solve this problem, so why stand there like an absolute peak male specimen to conjure up that same gravitational pull? And she's still walking, bro. She just kept walking. She got on the bus. She dipped, bro. She left. Damn. And as the bus disappears in the distance, I hear a motherfucker say,
yo, you from here?
Nah, I'm just visiting.
Oh shit, okay, us too. You know where the good clubs are at?
Yeah, I mean, I heard all the good ones are like right there, bro.
Oh shit, bet. Okay, we're about to go hit those if you're trying to pull up, bro.
Say less. So these two random ass dudes I just met and I start heading to the club together and I'm like,
yo, where you guys from, by the way?
We're from France.
Yo, that's crazy. I just had a date with a French girl.
Oh, no way. How'd it go?
Ah, shit. I think it went pretty good.
That's what's up, yeah.
So why is your cheek so red?
Oh, I mean, she just slapped the shit out of me.
Wait, she what?
Nah, I mean, it's probably just a French thing, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
not a French thing. You just got assaulted.
Aw, shit.
So me and the new French homies pull up to the club and it's jumping, bruh. We start taking shots, shooting shots, airballing shots. And then I get a bunch of voice messages from Yvonne talking about,
all the good feelings I had for you are gone. You are a literal piece of shit. Go get AIDS filming for OnlyFans, bitch.
Oh, hell.
Wait, 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 wait,
type of shit where like type shit, like,
and the French homies take my phone and start cooking her ass in French.
Now, I didn't understand a single word that came out of their mouths, but it sounded like homies just dropped a career-ending diss track on her, and I say that because as soon as she opened it, she blocked my ass, bruh.
Hey, bruh, you know what they say.
What do they say?
Getting blocked's a whole lot better than getting cocked.
What? There is no way they say that.
Yo, three-man alert.
So the two homies start laying down that French wrist, and that shit hits so hard, I just got a free entry, bruh.
Hey, English. Room for one more?
So the six of us absolutely fucked the club up, went out for some 4 a.m. churros dipped in chocolate, and man, that shit hit harder than Yvonne, bro.
So at the end of the day, even if I didn't end up finding love in Barcelona, there is one thing I did find.
I did find out how Chris Rock felt. God damn.
You know what they say, there's a first for everything, bro. Like your first steps, your first dance moves, your first words, dada.
Hey, would you look at that? We gotta get some milk. I'll be right back.
Your first stepdad? New dada?
Yeah, nah, I'm ahead of two, actually.
And your first kiss? Man, the things I would do to go back and completely erase that shit from existence. Bro, all these Disney movies I was seeing as a kid had these first kisses turning ugly-ass frogs into some fucking Giga Chat. And shit, like, spoiler alert, fucking ribbon. On top of that, the fact you have to close your eyes, like, bro, imagine you're learning how to golf and you're about to take your first swing and these motherfuckers are like,
yeah, now do it with your eyes closed.
Bro, this is my first time. What do you expect to happen? Like, honestly, my first kiss is top 5 worst chains moments of all time, and let's just say it's not 5 or 4 Or 3. That shit was really bad, bro. So with that being said, this story takes place in grade 7, which is the year I got my first girlfriend. Now, I told this story a few months back, but I purposely left out the part of my first kiss.
Well, gosh, diddly darn, Chains. Why would you do such a preposterous thing?
And the truth is, I was planning on taking this shit to the grave with me, bro, but fuck it. Sometimes you just gotta let the world know.
Okay, you're right. I got something to get off my chest.
Epstein? Wait, what? So for the homies who haven't seen the video, one day me, Bob, and Billy were mobbing around our local mall when we seen these 3 girls from our class. So we walk up to them and lay down some of the meanest 12-year-old riz these girls had ever seen.
Hey, yo, shorty, I think I just shit my pants. Can I get into yours?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. My bad. My fault. Hey, yo, shorty, are you a cigarette?
Am I a cigarette? What?
Cause I'm trying to get lit and put your butt in my mouth.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Please.
Holy shit, bro. Let me guess. You all got restraining orders.
No. Worse. We got fucking girlfriends.
And 12-year-old me had no business dating nobody, bruh.
Like, my dumbass could barely even handle playing Fortnite with a girl. Like, oh, hey, GamerGirl97.
Hey.
I'm kind of low. Can I chug on your jugs?
What?
Oh, no, sorry.
Whoa, I mean, I just want to slurp on your juice.
No, I'm sorry. Ew. I mean, like, I need heels. Can I trade you? What do you need?
Oh, yeah. Is there any way you can give me some mats?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to give you my wood.
Huh?
Or bricks. Or metal. Or anything you need, okay. Anything else?
I don't have a shotgun yet.
Oh, shit, I got 3.
Okay.
I can give you 2 pumps.
No,
it's 1 pump.
No, wait.
Oh, sorry, I can give you shotguns, I mean.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in this little wood fort I made.
Oh, okay, I see you. Let me come in your box.
Yeah.
So needless to say, every single interaction I had with my girlfriend was awkward as shit. Because I had to pre-plan things to say in my head, and as soon as that shit went off script... I was cooked.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Honestly, just not the best.
Oh, that's good. What'd you do today?
Oh, I don't know. Just did my makeup.
Hey, me too.
You did your makeup? Yeah, we have so much in common. Have a nice day.
Fuck!
And on one Friday after school, me, Bob, Billy, and our girlfriends all went to the mall together, as we did every single day. But on this specific Friday, we rubbed together a few brain cells and realized, yo, do you got money?
Nah.
You got money?
Zero.
You got money?
I'm broke.
You got money?
No.
You got money?
Yo. Why are we at the mall?
I don't know. I mean, we could all go to my house.
Yeah. What are you guys
doing? And so, of course, as the good kid I was, I text my mom to ask her to go. Greetings, mother. I would like to know if it's in the realm of possibility that you'd be so kind to grant me your permission to visit the household of my dearest acquaintance, Nikki. Looking forward to hearing from you. Your favorite son, Chains. And I immediately get a call.
Let me speak to her parents.
Now, I, Chains for real, have never dated a 12-year-old boy in my life, and I honestly don't plan on it. But even in grade 7, I could use my logic and reasoning skills to understand if your boyfriend had to get his mom to talk to your friend's mom for permission to slide to the crib. Instant ick, bro. There's just no way. She'd probably break up with me on the spot. So I'm doing anything I can to not let that happen.
Hey there, Miss For Real. This is Nikki's mom. I just wanted to let you know Chains and his friends are welcome over anytime because they're... because they're goated with the sauce. Shit.
Oh, hey, Nikki's mom. Sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you over all this bullshit. You're not allowed at her house. Come home now.
Chains, are you coming?
Look, Mom, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta lock the fuck in right now. This is the first time in my life I ever been invited to a girl's house and there's cheeks up for grabs. Like, Mom, this is my only opportunity. If you don't let me go, the For Real bloodline might just end with me.
Okay, listen, Chains. I'll let you go this time, but you have to be home at 9 p.m. sharp.
Yay, thank you so much, Mom.
Now, I'm paraphrasing, but the point is she let me go with a curfew of 9 p.m.
So all six of us leave the mall, hop on the bus, and get off at Nikki's house. We go inside, sit on the couch, and now...
It's even more awkward, bro, because instead of walking around the mall, all we had to entertain ourselves was ourselves.
And just like any other awkward middle school scenario, that shit went like...
Truth or dare?
Yeah, that's exactly down.
What I was thinking.
And my heart instantly dropped, bro.
Cause I knew if I picked dare, I would have to kiss Jessica and shit, bro.
That's a whole lot scarier than playing Fortnite with GamerGirl97.
But regardless, Nikki starts the game of truth or dare.
Hey Billy, truth or dare?
Yo, truth.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, what? This shit's not even bad.
Okay, then Chains, truth or dare?
Truth.
No. What do you mean, no? It's truth or dare.
I said truth or dare.
Dare.
What the fuck? Okay, fine, dare. You have to kiss Jessica.
Bro, this time it wasn't a pickup line. When I say I just shit my pants.
I mean, not literally, but metaphorically, I was shitting bricks, bro.
And when I turned to Jessica, she's just sitting there straight-faced as fuck.
So, Jessica, are you down? like hypothetically speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going in. Sorry. Let me just, Hey, bro, I'm not gonna lie, this is fucking weird. You guys are just watching and shit, like, I don't know, it's just kinda...
Oh, so if we weren't watching you do it?
I mean, yeah, I would actually.
Wait, what the fuck?
Every single one of these motherfuckers ran to the corner and started staring at the wall, like...
Did you do it yet?
We're not looking till you do it.
Yo, hurry up, dumbass.
So now I got all this pressure on me to do this shit, but Jessica's out here looking at me like... Hey, how was your day?
Yo, shut the fuck
just up. Just kiss her already.
What are you yapping about?
And I deadass didn't know how to go about it. I ended up sitting on this couch nervous as hell, awkward as hell, looking stupid as fuck for 20 minutes, bruh.
Now, 20 minutes in general doesn't sound that long, but imagine sitting on a couch in complete silence with everyone just... Bro, just watch this.
My brother in Christ. That was 10 seconds, bruh. Imagine doing that times 120.
So after the second longest 20 minutes of my life, I say, you know what? Fuck it.
And Nikki's mom walks in the room.
Hey, who wants snacks? Oh.
And at this point, I checked my shitty-ass Samsung Galaxy 3, and it was already 8:50 p.m. And with the curfew at 9, I had no choice but to log in. So I lick my lips, close my eyes, and real quick, I smash our mouths together. And when I turn around, not a single motherfucker is facing the wall. I look the other way, and Nikki's mom is peeking around the corner with her fucking mac and cheese and shit. So I made like my pops, and I was out that hoe.
Pleasure to business, Jessica.
Wait, what? Where are you going?
Thanks for having me, Nikki's mom.
What the hell was that?
And I proceeded to sprint home, making it home at 8:59, exactly 1 minute before my curfew. And that night, when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep, bro. I haven't been able to sleep since. Damn, I should have taken this shit to the grave with me. Fuck.
Greening out is the worst thing you can get hit with when smoking. And coming from a greening out connoisseur, I can tell you there are many different things you'll experience when ODing on that Zaza. I mean, greening out can range anywhere from a zooted panic attack all the way to seeing yourself in third person. And of course, if you go way too far, GURPing may occur. But let's start it off on a light note. When greening out, you may convince yourself you're about to fucking die. Now, I know that might sound very bad, but trust me, it's even worse than you would think. Like, this is the type of greenout that will have you fallen to your knees in a Wendy's bathroom. The type of greenout that will have you repenting your sins. And the type of greenout that will have your life flashing before your eyes. Now, after a careful examination, I have determined this greenout is caused by combining an excessive amount of Mary Jane with negative thoughts. This circumstance causes a chemical reaction in the brain scientifically known as getting so zooted you convince your dumbass you're about to die syndrome. And I'm just gonna summarize the experience so you never have to experience it. So you take too many chops out of the... Because let's be real, it's always the chops. Then you begin to realize you got way too high. Everything starts lagging and you're on about 5 FPS. So you convince yourself that your time is up. And so you just lie there waiting for your impending doom that never actually happens. Another thing you may experience after cheaping too much keef is something I like to call a factory reset. Now I don't know the science behind this one, but for whatever reason, after smoking too much grass, that shit just starts hacking your brain and it hits you with that factory reset. I mean, all your past experiences, lessons, and most cherished memories straight deleted. You forget your name, your address, the ability to stand up. Now, this is usually the point you'll get hit with that Kush coma. And if you aren't familiar with the term Kush coma, it's when the Kush puts you in a coma. Now for me at least, the one time I was put in a Kush coma, I didn't have a normal dream. No, I was put into a dream so realistic where I was just some middle-aged dude working a 9-to-5 with a wife and kids. But this dream did not last a normal dream length. It deadass felt like I lived this middle-aged motherfucker's life for a month. And when I woke up, I didn't know what was real. Now, I need to say this third experience will undoubtedly kill a sizable amount of brain cells. So with that being said, when you whiz way too much Khalifa, that shit is an out-of-body experience. Like, you'll be chilling, walking around, then all of a sudden that shit hits, and you're seeing yourself in third person. Yo, what the fuck? Now, I've tried to do a scientific analysis on this shit, but to be quite frank, that shit literally makes no sense. Like, who the fuck put the camera up there for you to be able to see yourself in third person? Okay, but anyway, it doesn't stop there. This change in your POV leads to an existential crisis. And through this existential crisis, you find the answer to life. However, when you go to communicate your new groundbreaking findings to the homies, it just sounds like this.
Bob.
Oh shit, he's alive.
Bob.
The stars. The trees.
Us. Our family. We are life.
Billy?
I think Chains is greening. And let me tell you, greening out and lying face down on the floor go hand in hand. Like, you've never truly experienced greening out if you weren't looking like Neymar in the World Cup on some hardwood floor. Speaking of lying on the floor, this next level of greening out will have you becoming one with the floor. And I like to call it The hyperbolic time chamber. Now, if you go Super Saiyan on that gas, it will hit you harder than Chris Breezy sending your high ass into the hyperbolic time chamber. 1 hour in the hyperbolic time chamber is equivalent to 1 minute in the outside world. This shit will have you feeling like you've been laying on the ground for 7 days straight. And your thoughts just get stuck in this endless loop like, damn, I need some cereal right now. Wait, I've been lying on this floor for forever, bruh. I'm gonna fucking die in this infinite loop. Wait, loop? Loop like Cheerios? Damn, I need some cereal right now. It's essentially like a fever dream in real life. But even longer. Okay, but for this last level of greening out, I need to say, please do not get this zooted. Because if you do, you will probably notice a sizable drop in your IQ, and you may even get brain damage. So with that being said, if you do more chops than Bruce Lee, you will experience a pain I would not wish on my worst enemy. A pain worse than stubbing your toe, worse than hitting your funny bone, and even worse than finding out your girl has your homie's Wi-Fi password. And this is the pain I call ODing on the devil's lettuce. Now, ODing on the devil's lettuce is pretty much all of the above combined into one horrible, agonizing pain. Not only do you think you're gonna die, but you forget your name, eat shit on hardwood floor, see in third person, and on top of all of that, time is in slow motion. And with all this going on, you're pretty much on 1 HP and your body is fighting to survive. And this is the point where you start throwing up and you are stuck in this infinite loop of death for what seems like an eternity. So don't green out, it's bad.
Space isn't empty. It contains everything that exists.
Hey, bro, you think this mirror's good?
Nah, it's in used condition.
What do you mean? Walmart doesn't sell used
mirror. Oh, we're using it right now.
Damn, I've been hitting this joint for way too long. I should probably pass it to the next person. You ever thought about how most of the sky is actually below our feet?
No, it's right up there.
Holy shit.
Okay guys, I'm gonna be your waiter for tonight. Just give me a second and I'll be right with you guys.
We are the waiters.
Bro, what are you talking about?
No, think about it. If we're waiting for the waiter, then we are the waiters.
Hey, nice belly button, bro.
Hey, thanks, man.
Your belly button is really your old mouth, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yo, is your thumb even a finger?
Fuck, man, I don't even know. It's kinda just a thumb.
So if your thumb isn't a finger, then there is no middle finger.
Hold up. If you were the first person in the world to break 2 world records, then that would be a world record.
So you'd be the first person to break 3 world records.
But then that would make it 4 world records.
And that would make it 5 world records.
Holy shit, then it would be 6 world records.
Man, who the fuck named this shit a chair? Like, why a chair?
Hey bro, I got you a milkshake.
Oh, thank you, man.
Does a straw have one hole or two?
Obviously it's 2.
No, but what if it's just like one long hole? What's the point of life?
If you get a bigger bed, You have more bedroom, but you have less bedroom. You know, like, bedroom, like. Can I get a ice cream cone? No, fuck you. The ice cream machine's broken. Man, that's not fair. Well, life isn't fair, buddy, so what do you want? But if life isn't fair to everyone, then isn't life just kind of fair? Like, I just don't get it. Like, chair. Why is it a chair? You know, it could have been, like, anything. So your nose grows every time you cap. Yeah? What about it? So what if you just said your nose is going to grow? Well, that would be a lie, so then it would grow. Try it. My nose is going to grow. Yeah, I told you. But now that it grew, it's not a lie. Whoa. Bro, I'm way too baked right now. Here, eat an orange. It helps. Nah, hold up. Are oranges named oranges because they're orange? Or is orange called orange because oranges are orange? Just eat the fucking orange.
Boys, we got the pizza.
Let's go. Sir. Why the fuck is the pizza box square? Like, if the pizza is circle and a slice is a triangle. Yo, who the fuck invited this kid? Yo, can you pass the lighter really quick? Yeah, I got you. Wait. When you light your lighter gets lighter until your lighter is so light that your lighter won't light. Damn, that motherfucker's spitting right now. It just seems weird. Like, why the fuck is it a chair?
So, as I mentioned in my fast food video, I worked at a place called Jim Jorton's. Not to be confused with the popular Canadian establishment, Tim Hortons. With that being said, at the time I had already worked at Jimmy's for a year. And to be fair, I couldn't care less if I got fired. So one day I got booked for a night shift from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. But that wasn't gonna stop me and the boys from smoking up beforehand. So we're all chilling at Bob's crib, and we all take a hit. We all ate some snacks. Listen, you know the drill. But then Bob asked, are you guys trying to watch some TV? Nah, I'm really just trying to fuck up these Doritos.
Yeah, I could watch something.
So Bob throws on the first thing that comes up. And I'm thinking, these nerds are trying to watch Dora. But literally 5 minutes later.
Do you see Swiper the frog?
Yeah, he's in the bush. Yeah, you see him?
Where?
In the bush.
I don't see him.
He's right there.
Where?
Right behind you.
Right behind.
Yes.
Swipe.
Oh, hell no. All of a sudden, I was invested. This show had me in a trance. We were banging out episode after episode. And when I go to check my phone, it's already 5:59. So I'm like, oh shit. I got work in 1 minute. So I run to my car. I wouldn't drive. Not because I'm baked as shit. I was just broke, bruh. I didn't have a car. I was working at Jim Jorton's. So I haul my ass over to the bus stop. Then I wait there as fast as I can. I get on the bus. Then I get off the bus. Then eventually, I make it to Jim Jorton's. Needless to say, I was late as hell. And of course, my manager had something to say about it. But shit, I was higher than gas prices right now, man.
You can't be coming in late like this.
Yeah.
Jonathan had to stay an extra 30 minutes to cover you. It is very unprofessional to show up late.
Are you even listening?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What did I say then?
For sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She definitely knew I was high as hell. But she couldn't fire me. Because honestly, nobody else wanted to work there. So I throw on the gym drip, hop on the drive-thru window, and I'm the type of dude whose brain just disintegrates when I'm high. So I was just chilling, you know, doing my thing. But all of a sudden, some guy comes through the drive-thru and tries to kill my vibe. Sir, hello? Do you have my food?
Yeah, what do you want? Well, I just ordered some food back there and I...
Bro, what do you think this is? McDonald's?
Yeah, I'ma keep it a stack. Most of my brain cells were still at Bob's crib watching Dora. And I guess one of my coworkers noticed that.
Yeah, you should just make the drinks. I'll be on drive-thru.
Okay.
Even though I didn't have to talk to people anymore, my brain still refused to start braining. Yo, Chains, chill.
Wait, what?
Looking back, I am really sorry for whoever ordered something that night. Because I wasn't even reading the orders. I was out here freestyling with the coffee.
A little bit of this. Oh, yep, a little bit of that.
Whole lot of this.
Is this the black coffee?
What is this, the black coffee?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then I went on my break. Alright, Chains, what do you want?
Well, what do you guys have? Bro, you work here. Can I get, everything?
Oh, everything bagel?
Nah. Just everything. Jim Jordan's never hit so hard in my life. I was an hour into my 30-minute break demolishing a meal for five. Honestly, that day, I was probably one of the worst employees ever. But shit, I was having the time of my life.
Wicka wicka.
Until some Debbie Downer tried to kill my positive vibes. Hey, who made this coffee?
That'd be me.
I asked for a black coffee and got a cup full of sugar and cream.
Are you sure you didn't order that?
And boom, she went off.
I can't believe this. This is a disgrace. This is outright disrespectful. Let me talk to your manager right now.
And listen, I know not everyone's brain just disconnects when they get high. But for those of you who are anything like me, don't go to work high. If you want to keep your job.
Wicka wicka.
Eating magic brownies. If you've ever ingested one of these exquisite delicacies, you would know there are some clear distinctions between eating magic brownies and puffing magic clouds. First off, magic brownies are some dangerous shit, but in like a sneaky ass way. Kinda like how if I knew nothing about raccoons and I saw one chilling on the road, I would be like, aw, that's a cute ass raccoon. I'm gonna go help it across the road and make sure it's safe. Hey, little guy.
God damn, fuck.
You see, that's dangerous. Which is exactly like when you see an innocent brownie chilling on the counter, waiting to be eaten. And you're like, shit, that brownie's been chilling there for a little bit too long. I'ma just clean it up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, the next thing you know, you're laying face down on the floor, four bags of Doritos deep while watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. not that that happened to me or something, like, you know. Anyways, secondly, the brownies are made to catch you lacking. I mean, if you've tried edibles, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll have a good piece, like enough to get you baked, but that shit just doesn't hit. Bro, I really don't feel anything. You probably just didn't have enough. Alright then, let me have some more. Yeah, got you. They'll have you eating three brownies at a time, like, fuck, bro, I've eaten three goddamn brownies and I don't feel shit. Like, do they even work? Yes, they do, bro. Look at Eric. That motherfucker only had half. What the fuck? He only had half a brownie? I've eaten three. Them things can even take up to a few hours to hit. They'll leave you with the good old, damn, bro. These edibles ain't shit. These bad boys will have you seeing rainbows. They'll have you lagging in real life. I mean, shit, if you have enough, they'll have you out here talking to Pop Smoke. And the thing is, the magic clouds will introduce themselves to you before they hit. But the fucking magic brownies be coming out of nowhere on some Randy Orton shit, leaving a motherfucker RKO'd out of nowhere. And I'm telling you, there's something about edibles that be changing your settings. Like, that bitch lowers your FPS, changes your render distance, and maxes out your sensitivity. I mean, one time I gobbled down a brownie, and when I touched a blanket, I felt every bristle, every microfiber, and every single atom in each microfiber. I mean, it was really a blessing and a curse. Because every time my shirt would wrinkle, I would take 1 HP. But at the same time, a bowl of ice cream had me busting, bro. Because magic is some powerful shit. Like one time a good friend of mine got fooled by the good old, these edibles ain't shit, let me pop some more. And when those edibles hit, they changed every setting this man had. Yo, Robert, you okay? How you doing, bro?
¿Quién es Roberto? ¿Quién verga eres tú? ¿Y quién eres tú? ¿Dónde estoy?
Hold up. Does Robert know Spanish? No, bruh, that motherfucker only knows English. Shit, Robert ended up legally changing his name to Javier, and that motherfucker moved to Barcelona. He just never came back. So like I said, those magic brownies are powerful, and you can do with them as you please, but remember, with great power
comes great responsibility.
Every single person will have a different experience when they get high. And even the same person can have different experiences each time. It can depend on many things, like the strain of the grass, the environment you're in, and overall the type of person you are. But with that being said, I do know some of the most common types of people when they're high. Starting with Paranoid Peter. Paranoid Peter will take a few hits and his brain will go on overdrive, imagining the worst scenario he could possibly be in. And he'll just slowly convince himself that it's real.
Hey, how you doing?
Shit, he knows I'm high. He probably knows that I jaywalked last week too. Fuck, I'm going to jail for life.
Buddy, are you okay?
Fine, I'm high as hell and I illegally crossed the road last week. Next up, we got Mary with the munchies. Mary will get zooted and go ham on all the food in the vicinity. She'll have DoorDash, Skip the Dishes, Uber Eats knocking on her door like they're the IRS or something. But I'm not gonna lie, I know we've all been there. No, not with the IRS, I'm talking about the munchies. Because food when you're high simply hits different. You go from just chewing, swallowing, and digesting your food to dissecting and distinguishing each particular particle of that food. And I don't know why, but your brain never tells you if you're full. So you can just eat food infinitely. Next, we got Chill Charlie. Chill Charlie is just so laid back. Once this dude takes a puff, he is just nonchalant. And nothing in the world can make this man start chalanting.
Charlie, they found the kids in our basement.
Chill out, dude. It's all gonna be alright.
Hey, hands behind your back.
Yo, calm down. Why are you so aggressive? And of course, we got Sleepy Sam. You see, Sleepy Sam has had a long day at work. He decides what would be a better way to end the day than to light up some Bubba Kush. We can't forget about George with the giggles, man. George just be laughing at anything when he's high. And it's the best when you get two high Georges in a room. You could hit George with some devastating news, and there's nothing he can do but laugh. George, I'm so sorry, man. I just crashed your new Bugatti. Honestly, at this point, literally anything can make him laugh. Okay, maybe not anything. Next up, we got Mumbling Martin. Some motherfuckers just be smoking and start to think they're Cardi or something. Like, after a few hits, they start to invent a whole new language.
Dance like dick can be hit, man.
Wait, what?
I said dick can be hit, man.
Can you just speak up a little bit?
You can't hold me. You can't tell me. Speak up.
And man, we all know a coughing Carl. Yeah, bro. Can you pass me that grass?
God damn. God bless America.
We got sober Sophia. Yo, Sophia, take a hit.
No.
And what about immobilized Eric? I don't know if any of y'all have experienced this before, but sometimes Eric be smoking a little too much, and it's like his controller just disconnects. Like, wherever he smokes, he will be there in the same position for the whole night. Yo, bro, we're going home. Ain't no way Eric is still here, bruh. There has to be some sort of brain muscle disconnect when he smokes. Because you could 360 roundhouse this motherfucker and he would still be chilling in the same spot he smoked. That is, until the effect just wears off. And we got Philosopher Phil. Listen, I don't know what Phil smokes, but whatever it is, it seems to rewire his brain and turn him into a modern Aristotle. If a time machine is ever made in the future, then it has always existed. Yeah, bro, I never thought about it like that. How can you prove to me that you even exist? I don't know, I just... Was math discovered? Or was it created? Created... Wait. No, discovered... Are we a body with a mind, or just a mind with a body?
Eckin baked beyond belief before. And after that experience...
I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse. And the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment? And a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now. Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn, I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked. Dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. The mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's? Fuck, what do I say?
Twister.
Oh, a twister?
Yep, twister.
Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy?
Yep, just a good old game of twister with the boys.
Damn, y'all are gay as hell. Yep.
not to being gay as hell. I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay? Oh fuck. She knows. What do I do? A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high? No, I'm just tired. Damn, bro. Are you depressed? No, I'm just tired.
Help! Help! I'm drowning!
No, I'm just tired. So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night. I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner. And call me Michael Jackson, cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
My very first time getting a taste of that enchanted broccoli. It was a very special time in my life. In fact, it shaped me to become the stick man you see today. Now, if you've seen this video, you would know my very first time being baked was also my first time being drunk. Cause you see, what happened was I had ate some magic brownies and they didn't kick in for a while. So I came to the solid conclusion that, bro, these edibles ain't shit. So I chug some vodka and next thing I know, I'm fucking obliterated. And through me mixing these two substances for the very first time of trying each, I was unable to truly take in the full experience of being zooted. Cause I was fucking slumped. So fast forward about a month after the edible incident, me and Bob were trying to see what being baked really felt like. Keep in mind, we were in grade 7 at this point, and at Stickman Middle School, you got +3 clout points if you ever smoked some grass. So naturally, we were fiending for some Mary Jane, and we had just the person to call. Yo, Billy. Hey, what's up? Me and Bob were trying to smoke some marijuana.
Shut up. The feds might have tapped my phone, bro. Chill.
Oh, shit. My bad. I meant we're trying to blow some pipes.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck?
We're trying to inhale Satan's spinach? I don't know.
I bet. I got some gas for you boys. Meet me at Stickman Park at 6 p.m. sharp.
Okay, bet.
And soon enough, it was 6 p.m. sharp and we were posted at Stickman Park. The homie Billy pulls up fully equipped with the gas.
Yo, we gotta find somewhere discreet to do this.
Oh, let's do it in the trees over there.
Alright, that works.
So we walk into this little forest with a bench in it and Billy whips out the pipe.
What the fuck is that?
It's a pipe. I took it from my sister's room.
Bro, are you sure you didn't accidentally take her dildo instead?
Shut up, bro. Lots of people smoke out of these bad boys.
I don't know. There's just something about the way that it's shaped.
Are we smoking or not?
Yeah, we're smoking.
And then Billy takes out a plastic bag with a thug ass.
Yo, take a whiff of this shit.
And at this point, I had never got a sniff of the za before. So when I did take a whiff,
damn, that's some strong shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And I got it from the plug for 50% off.
Damn, bro, this is gonna get us high as hell.
So Billy packed the pipe and handed it to me. He whipped out the lighter and said, suck it.
Hey, yo, pause.
Oh my, alright, inhale.
Oh, I got you.
And there it was, my very first hit of the Zaza. And I was coughing up a storm. And as Bob was taking his hit, I was sitting there like, am I high yet? Like, is this what it's supposed to feel like?
Nah, you gotta smoke some more to get baked.
So Billy packs some more into the pipe and hands it to me. I inhale. But still nothing. So me and Bob are looking at each other like,
bro, are we like invincible or some shit?
I think so.
And Billy's like, no, you have to inhale and hold it in your lungs for as long as possible.
So I try it. I inhale, I held it, and then I was coughing up a storm again. We repeated these steps for like 20 minutes and still nothing. Now, me and Bob didn't know shit when it came to the topic of devil's lettuce, so we were just taking Billy's word for everything.
Yo, don't worry, it'll hit you in like an hour.
So we walk back to Bob's crib and sure enough, an hour goes by.
Yo,
Are you high yet?
Nah, I still feel normal. What about you?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So we waited and waited all night, and nothing happened. Now, a quick scientific analysis of the situation. What had happened was, Billy's plug saw that he was 13 and realized he could make a quick buck off him. So he had given him 50% off, however, he gave him straight stems. Now, if you're not sure what this means, let me break it down for you using, enchanted broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is a nutritious vegetable. However, a wide majority of the nutrients are packed directly in the broccoli crown, leaving the stem of the broccoli with very small amounts of nutrients in comparison to the top part. This means that eating the top part of the broccoli will indeed make you big and strong. However, the stem itself lacks the capacities to, quote unquote, make you big and strong, if you know what I'm saying. Remember, eat your broccoli. So essentially, me and Bob were smoking that doo-doo pack, smoking straight Reggie. So Bob and I felt as though we needed some redemption, and we knew just the perfect day to do it. April 20th, 420. So today was the day we would really know what being zooted felt like. So me, Billy, and Bob went over to our homie's house, cause we knew this homie in particular would have the facilities to celebrate April 20th. So we knock on his door, he lets us in, and the first thing this motherfucker says is,
"So, are we smoking fat today or what?"
Yes, sir. Alright, follow me. So we followed the homie into his mom's room, and when he opened her closet, she was equipped with every kind of grass you could imagine. He snatched a few pre-rolls and we went to his backyard. He lit up the first J and passed it straight to me. And after all these years, it felt as though my entire life had led me up to this very moment. I took a hit and got my real first taste of that Mary Jane. So we passed around the J's for a bit and my eyes and mouth started to dry up. So I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go get some water really quick. And the moment I stand up, it all hits at once. I just remember everything going into slow motion, and it felt like I was watching myself in a movie, almost like it was a third person perspective. So I head into the homie's bedroom and I lay down on his bed because I was really trying to comprehend what the fuck was going on. Cause my frame rates were dropping, my time perception was fucked, and I was hungry as shit. So when Billy, Bob, and the homie walk into the room with snacks, bro, I was a munch. And so for the rest of the night, the four of us just chilled out, ate some snacks, and enjoyed our very first time with that enchanted broccoli.
Man, there's a lot of questionable places on Earth, like the Bermuda Triangle or Area 51 or even this place. But none of these places can compare to the questionability of high school. And so inevitably, there's some weird ass kids in that joint. Like, you gotta be careful who you talk to, bro, cause you approach the wrong student and shit. You're getting cussed out by a pack of hyenas in social studies class. And usually I never care what other people do. Like, you do you, you know what I'm saying? But when I gotta sit through that shit for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, shit, can you stop doing you for like 5 minutes, bro? And speaking of annoying kids, there's always that one kid in class who's constantly gargling on the teacher's meat. Like, we'll be finishing up the last class on a Friday, and of course the teacher's pet's gotta say some shit like, Mr. Cumminson, is there no homework for us to complete over the weekend?
Believe it or not, I'd rather not spend my weekend marking your shitty ass little essay, so.
But don't worry, Mr. Cumminson, I can help you mark essays all weekend long.
Whoa, isn't that against school policy?
Well, what's against school policy?
Riding Mr. Cumminson's dick with no license?
Hey, you're not allowed to swear.
And of course, the class clown. And man, I really just gotta commend him for his work. Like, it's not an easy job being the class clown. Dude threw out his entire GPA, future, and probably got his shit whooped on multiple occasions just to keep the class entertained. Like, I'll be rotting in English class, about to fall asleep, until the class clown starts cooking the teacher for no apparent reason.
And next we're looking at adjectives. Does anyone have any good examples?
Yeah, Jason.
bald as shit?
Oh,
well,
shit.
No, that's actually three words.
No. I wasn't even using an example. You're just so goddamn bald, it's distracting.
God, hey, damn. You know what they say. The more hair I lose, the more head I get.
No. I don't think that's true, Mr. Clean. Because you got more hair than you got hoes. And that says a lot with your Caillou looking ass.
Just go to detention, man.
And you know we got the Redditor, bro. Now, don't be deceived. Redditors can come in all shapes and sizes. Especially the extra large size. And even the extra, extra large size. But regardless, they all have the same programming encoded into their brains. They're either talking about a video game or they're quoting a meme, bro. And I got a little piece of advice to any Redditors out there. I don't care how funny that shit may be in your head. If you have to verbally describe what a meme looks like, for your sake, just don't say it, bro. Because I promise you that joke will not hit.
And next up we got Darren presenting a slideshow on why Elon Musk is poggers. Whenever you're ready.
Me standing in front of the class waiting to present. You know that meme where Mike Wazowski is standing there in an awkward fashion with his hands by his side and he's got like two eyes.
Now there really is levels to being a Redditor. And don't get me wrong, they're not all that bad, but the ones that got that I pause my game to be here T paired up with the beer belly neck beard combo. That shit is lethal. And if you press E to interact with one of these bad boys, you'll get stuck in an endless time loop hearing about Among Us memes and hentai. Now the band kids are like the Redditor's second cousin. Like it's all the same shit, but bro just knows how to play a tuba. Now on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got the dudes who touch grass. The athletes. Now I feel like these dudes got a bad reputation when it comes to the jock stereotypes from the movies. Because the ratio of athletes shoving nerds in lockers is probably like 1 in 75. And the one was most likely just having a bad day. Speaking of bad days, getting shoved in a locker really has a way of ruining your day, and you really gotta feel bad for the nerds who have to endure this type of harassment every single day. Well actually, it's only every other Tuesday after their football practice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be shoved in a locker at all. You shouldn't have to be. That's grammatically incorrect. It's actually supposed to be you shouldn't
shut
be.
Shut up.
There's really just three types of smart people. The first dude, you wouldn't even be able to tell bro's smart because he's just lazy as fuck. He'd be acing every test using 1% of his brain power. Like he's got that Elon Musk potential, but shit, he just doesn't really feel like being a billionaire today. Or on the other hand, we got the weirdly political and argumentative smart dude. This guy used up all his IQ points on logic and reasoning and completely forgot to upgrade his social awareness. Because this is the kind of guy that everyone mutually agrees is just annoying as fuck. Like, you can't do shit around this dude without him trying to start an argument. Yo, Chains, you think I sink this half-court shot? Bro, there is no chance you make that shit. But, you are incorrect. No chance implies that statistically there is a 0% chance that it goes in, which is wrong, as others have made this exact shot before Billy. Truthfully, there's a chance for just about anything to happen, even though the chances may be slim.
Well, that's cap, because there's no chance for you, bro.
No chance for me to what? You gotta be more specific.
For you to get some bitches!
And some people are just smart, and they still have the ability to be a normal functioning member of society. A lot of these people are chill as fuck. Like, they can teach you shit you don't understand, carry you in group projects, and if they're goated, they can just bless you with the homework. And this is not the same is getting your homework from the class clown or the athlete, because this shit is actually correct. And next, we got the other dudes who touch grass. The stoners.
Why are you looking at me?
There's always a dude posted up in the back of the class who's visually fried as fuck. You'll commonly see him posted up with a snack of some sort, and you know they never forget the Bev. Now you don't want this dude's homework, because I promise you we will just have a bunch of doodles with some mushrooms and this graffiti S, and somehow these motherfuckers will manage to take a multiple choice test and get every answer wrong. Like, it's actually kind of impressive when you think about it. But besides that, they're just cool people. But I'm not gonna lie, I can't really say the same about the hot Cheeto girls, bro. Like, these girls put in an effort to be as loud as possible. Like, Lord forbid, if one of these these girls breaks one of their long-ass nails, it doesn't matter if you sit on the opposite side of the class, you're gonna hear about it. You're also gonna hear them chewing those hot Cheetos, because they be lip-smacking like crazy. Speaking of smacking, there's always that one kid in school who simply enjoys smacking motherfuckers. And at my school, it was Jordan Johnson. And if you see my high school fights video,
that's why you don't mess with me, yo. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Or my high school dances video,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
You would know, Jordan Johnson keeps a solid ass record, but it's at the point where bros fought so many people that nobody really even fucks with them. Cause now it's like either you fought Jordan Johnson or your homies fought Jordan Johnson, and either way, it's fuck Jordan Johnson. But all bias aside, you just gotta appreciate the top tier, high value entertainment that JJ brings to the school. Like after a long day of calculus and chemistry, there's nothing like watching a dude get Batista bombed in front of the whole school. And speaking of the whole school, 75% of the whole school are straight NPCs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is, because honestly, I love you for that. I couldn't be happier to share the school with you, my man. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would survive a school without NPCs. The sheer amount of Redditors, hot Cheeto girls, and teachers' pets, fuck, I'd rather be homeschooled at that point. But all jokes aside, man, every student plays a crucial part of the- Yo, when you think about it, every light switch is also a dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Light switch, dark switch. Okay, class, sound it out with me.
Ball. Ball.
When you really think about it, we learn to read, and then we read to learn.
Teacher, yeah, I think change is high.
What the fuck? This is kindergarten. Damn, any staircase can be a staircase to heaven if you're not careful enough. Baby, I've spent the best 4 years of my life with you, and I can't imagine my life without you. You're a one in a million, so will you marry me? So one in a million, huh? That means there's 8,017 people just like you. How does that make you feel? Yo, if you cut your leg off, would it hurt? Of course it's gonna hurt, bro. What? Nah, think about it. Where would it hurt? Your leg. Oh, cause you cut your leg off. Yo, what happens if you push down the gas and the brakes at the same time? Shit, let's find out. Oh shit, it takes a screenshot. Damn, my eyes are dry as shit. Just close them for a minute. Damn, bro. You never actually close your eyes. You just look at the inside of your eyelids.
Damn. Yo. Can anyone answer 547 to the power of 3? Yes, Chains.
Yo, did you know every single odd number has an E in it?
Damn. Chains, are you high again? No.
Wait a minute, bruh. Since you were born deaf, what language do you think in? Oh shit, you right. Damn, I just realized squirrels' cheeks are also their nut sacks. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like your mom.
What?
The way she had these nuts all up in her mouth. Bro, if everyone in the world all blinked at the same time, nobody would know. Oh shit, that's facts.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah.
Oh, I just blinked. Did you?
Nah. Wait, what about just now? Yo, which of these buildings do you think has the most stories?
Oh, it's gotta be that one, bro. That's massive.
Nah, this one's even taller.
Oh, it's this one for sure.
No, it's this one.
No, that shit's library? Tiny.
Think about it.
Oh, the most stories.
How are you supposed to get clothes?
What are you talking about, bruh?
Okay, imagine you had no clothes, right? How are you supposed to get some clothes?
You go to the store and purchase that shit.
Bro, they're not about to let you buy some clothes while your meat's hanging out.
Nah, you just cop some clothes real fast. It's simple.
Bruh, a young kid walks by and it's wraps.
So you guys both have the power to read minds?
Yep,
yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Then if you both read each other's minds, Whose mind are you reading?
Oh, I don't know. We could try. All right, yeah, sure.
Hey, that was not me. Yo, that was you for sure, dude.
Damn, bro. When you think about it, the hospital is the only building you leave without entering. Damn. And people are having the worst day of their life, the best day of their life, the last day of their life, and the first day of their life all in one building.
Damn.
Bro, I'm kind of scared down here.
What? Why?
Because I'm scared a shark's finna eat my ass.
Well, when you think about it, there's more people eating sharks in the world than sharks eating people.
Damn. That's actually really crazy to think about.
Fuck, yo, every single day, there's some random motherfucker out there who took the biggest shit for that day.
Yeah, he's in this room. Bro, it's literally just you and me in the room.
Yo, this Taco Bell is bussing.
So he incorrectly assumed his position.
You spelled that incorrectly.
Spelled what incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
Yeah, but what's incorrect?
Incorrectly.
Wait,
guys. When you really think about it, the only time incorrectly isn't spelled incorrectly is when it's spelled incorrectly.
Shut the hell
up. Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
You know, the number of people older than you never increases. It only gets smaller and smaller.
Damn.
What? It just got smaller.
Yo, pizza's here.
Shit, I got the munchies. I'm about to fuck this shit up. Wait, I ordered a mushroom pizza. Why'd they give us cheese?
Hey, any pizza can be a mushroom pizza if you're patient enough.
Damn, I guess you're right.
At last.
Damn, you know what I just realized?
What?
A pregnant woman swimming is pretty much a submarine.
Are you just always this high, bruh?
Yo, did you boys know your last name comes from what your ancestor used to do back in the day?
Oh shit, mine's Baker.
Yo, mine's Carpenter.
Oh, mine's Smith for blacksmith.
Well, what's yours, Johnny?
It's Donald.
Well, wait a minute. Your last name isn't Donald. It's hey, Dickinson.
Yo, guys, chill. Hey, I can explain.
Your alarm is really your theme song because it plays at the start of every episode.
Why the fuck are you in my house?
Yo, is Chain still mad over that chair?
Yeah, well, what does this dude have against chairs?
Why is it a chair?
Yo, why is there sidewalks in the movie Cars if there's no humans?
This dude won't shut up. Like, just watch the fucking movie, bro.
Damn, think about this. When a child is an asshole, the child gets a whooping. But when the parents are an asshole, the child gets another whooping.
Shit, tell me about it, bro.
Fuck. Bro, you've checked the fridge 15 times already. No good food's finna magically appear.
Damn. Now that I think about it, we don't keep checking the fridge for new food, but rather we keep checking to see if our standards have dropped low enough to eat the shit that's already in the fridge.
So we got Mercury, Venus, and then here's Earth.
Yeah, Chains, what do you want?
If Earth is the third planet from the sun, does that make every country a third world country?
You're high again. Just get the fuck out of my class.
And look at these sheep.
Sheep.
You know how one of your teeth is called a tooth?
Yeah.
And one geese is called a goose.
Okay.
Then why isn't one sheep called a shoop?
All right, Chains, I can't keep doing
Shoopity
this.
Doop.
We have to break
sheep
up.
Shoop.
You know what I've been thinking?
Yeah, what's up?
Teenagers be whipping that shit like they're always running out of time. But old motherfuckers be driving like they got all the time in the world.
Like, look at this geezer.
Poor guy's practically decaying behind the wheel.
But he's taking his time like he's got any time to spare.
If I stab this cereal box, does that make me a serial killer?
That one was straight ass. You gotta work
on
that shit.
Right, I'm gonna work on that one.
Yo, if you weigh 99 pounds and you eat a 1 pound burrito, does that make you 1% burrito?
Yo, that's crazy, because I literally just did that last night.
You guys wouldn't believe this, but your blood work came back and it says you're 1% burrito.
Yo. Yo, picture this. Imagine if Ed Sheeran was working at a bread place, right? Would that make him the gingerbread man?
Your high is shit.
Alright, bro, I'm a dip.
Nah, don't leave me alone in this forest, bro.
Hey, when you really think about it, you're not scared to be alone in this forest. You're scared you're not alone in the forest. You feel me?
Yo, that's actually so true.
Bro, you know what? Low key, if you're dead broke, robbing a bank isn't even a bad idea. Bro, there's no way some hobo's about to pull off a bank heist. Nah, but just think about it. Whether you successfully rob the bank or not, either way, you get over 10 years of bills you don't gotta worry about.
Alright, fuck it. You got the strap?
Yup.
Yo, throw on your seatbelt really quick.
Nah.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it increases my risk of dying from cancer.
What are you talking about, bro? That shit makes no sense.
Just let that sink in.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Yo, what's up?
But still, that shit makes no sense.
No, but actually think about it.
Oh.
Hey, bro, you wanna hit?
Nah, I don't smoke. I'm scared that I'll get all paranoid and shit.
Hey, man, if you're paranoid that you're gonna get paranoid, you're having the side effect without even smoking.
It's so your though.
Alright, I already touched on the unspeakable things that go down in the high school bathrooms, bro. But there's only one place on earth that is more foul than those bathrooms. And it's the goddamn locker rooms. That room smells like complete and utter dog shit mixed with Axe spray. Like, maybe I just went to school with a whole lot of Discord mods, but the rancid smell of the boys' locker room would contaminate anything in a 50-foot radius. And shit. Lord knows what goes down in that questionable place. Like, you'll walk in there and see anything, bro. Motherfuckers will be having fights, chicken fights, group fights, sword fights. Like, any laws and rules simply don't apply to the boys' locker room. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands, selling drugs, committing arson, committing several counts of fucking tax evasion. Shit, you name it. It's pretty much a GTA lobby in that bitch. Like, I remember one day I walked into PE and my teacher was like,
"Hey, where's your PE strip?"
And I was like, "Shit, it's in the locker room." So I walk into the locker room and there's just two motherfuckers throwing hands and they just stop and look at me like, "Oh shit. I'm gonna just get my backpack and shit." So yeah. Alright, y'all be safe. And then they just went back to beating the shit out of each other. Now listen, I don't spend too much time in the girls' locker room, but anytime I walk by there, that shit smells like rose petals and rainbows. So I can only imagine there's no group fights, no chicken fights. But hopefully no fucking sword fights. And bro, you deadass can't leave shit in the locker room. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone. These kids are ruthless, bro. They're snatching your wallet, your phone, your clothes. Shit, they're taking your PB&J sandwich. And the thing is, if you want your PB&J back, you're gonna have to get it back in blood, because there's no laws in the locker room. See, if someone snatched my sandwich in math class, I'm turning into 6'9", bro. Mr. Cumminson, Jordan Johnson here, who lives on 123 Stickman Drive, postal code STK53Z, just stole my peanut butter and jelly sandwich my mom made me, so I'ma need his ass suspended. But if you try to tell a teacher about anything that happened in the locker rooms, they don't give a fuck. Mr. Principal, Jordan Johnson just stabbed me and stole my backpack, my phone, my wallet, and my ID.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. Where did this happen?
It was in the locker room after PE.
Oh, you said the locker room? You're just gonna have to get it back in blood.
Back in blood? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. The way you're snitching right now, you kinda look like a bitch.
But yo, one time me, Billy, and Bob were coming back to the locker room after some good old dodgeball, and Billy notices a dude rummaging through his backpack. So he's like, yo, what are you doing, bro? But when he turned around, Billy was bamboozled to find out the kid rummaging through his bag,
He was special. And there was just this moment of silence. Yo, am I supposed to like beat his ass right now or
bruh, I'm sure you didn't take anything. Just politely ask for your bag back.
Alright, yeah.
Oh, hey man. Can I get my bag back, please? And the kid just hugged Billy, and then he left. And I'm still confused to this day, but I'ma be honest. Locker rooms weren't all that bad, cause sometimes you'd walk in that hole, and they would just be throwing a party. Now, it still smells like ass, and there was literally no females, but it was still kinda lit. Like, you'd walk in there, and it would transform into the club.
Shout out my label, that's me. I'm in this bitch with TP. I'm in this bitch with all track.
Or you'll walk in there and they'll just be giving out free pizza. Like walking into the locker room is a gamble. You might walk in there and get robbed or you'll get some fucking pizza. I don't know. But what I do know is there's only 10 types of dudes in the locker room. Starting with that one kid who must have thought it was the 1800s the way he was whipping motherfuckers. Next, we got the poor guy who was just trying to change. He's quiet, he's normal, and he changes. It's a locker room, so it makes sense. Then we got that one poor soul who gets absolutely cooked by the entire locker room. Yo, why is Kevin built like Mike Wazowski? Bro's got no neck. We're stick men. None of us have neck.
Shut up. You skip neck.
Yeah, he skips neck. Next, we got Bob. Bob's just that guy that casually takes his shirt off, and he's built like Giga Chad. Like, shit. Fucking sexy ass Bob. And I don't know why, but there was always that one guy who thought it was a good idea to just whip his nuts out. Unprovoked, uncalled for, completely out of pocket. Like, what do you look like with your nuts out in a room with 30 half-naked sweaty dudes? Like, personally, in that situation, I'm keeping my balls in my boxers. Thank you very much. And bro, tell me why there was always one kid who was just dousing himself in Axe spray. And it's always the mustiest motherfucker doing it too. Like, who's gonna tell him that Axe spray doesn't replace taking showers, bruh? And I don't know about your locker room, but for mine, there was always a dude eating. Like, out of all the places on earth, why are you eating in the locker room? Like, for some reason, there's something about eating around a bunch of dudes in their boxers that just doesn't sit right with me. I mean, simply by bringing that sandwich into the locker room makes it contaminated. That sandwich will be tasting like wet dog and Axe spray. And next, we got the kid who just makes as much noise as humanly possible.
Shut the fuck up.
And then there's that one dude who decides he's having a shower. And all power to that guy, but personally, there is no fucking way I'm showering in school. Like, I can't trust this little door to stop these menaces from breaking into my shower. Cause remember, there's no laws in the locker room. Like, it's no jail, but I'm sure if you drop the soap in there, you're gonna get violated. And of course, you got the fiend. There's always a dude fiending for a vape in every locker room. And it's low-key worse in the locker room than the bathrooms. Like, these locker room fiends would do a little bit too much for some nicotine. I've seen them pay $5 for a single hit, and fuck, I don't want to know what they'll do for a hit when they run out of money. And still, I'm not gonna lie, the high school bathrooms get wild. They'll be hotboxed, there'll be fight clubs, but the thing about the bathrooms is a teacher can walk in at any time and get every student suspended. Like, even the poor kid taking a piss will probably get suspended just by association. Which is exactly why the high school locker rooms get so fucking rowdy. Because there's truly no teacher strong enough to stop the buffoonery that goes on in these locker rooms. So they don't even try. Shit, I don't care if your teacher is John Cena. There is no single man who can put a stop to the fuck shit that goes down in the locker rooms. But there is one thing that can. A female.
Man.
Man, the very moment my Stickman lips graze the tip of that sweet, sweet Zaza, it's raps for all the food in the fridge. And as soon as that THC tickles my brain, it's GG's. The food in my closet is already consumed, bruh. And shit, when I run out of food in the crib, I give my condolences to the local McDonald's workers. Cause man, I'm about to have those motherfuckers working overtime. Now listen, man, shout out to all my big homies out there, but I'm gonna make it clear real quick that I am not one of y'all. In fact, I make sure that I am precisely 64 pixels wide at all times. However, I will say mentally and in my heart, I am a little bit of an EDP-445. Wait. No. I like food. What I was trying to say is that I like food, and usually I can resist food, but once that devil's lettuce gets a hold of my brain, I become a certified fat ass. I'm talking 750 pixels wide at least. I'm eating anything in sight, and as soon as I run out of food, I go to a new site and eat everything in sight again. And honestly, this shit is becoming a problem, bro.
No shit, buddy, your arteries are clogging.
Yeah.
And your blood pressure is through the roof.
Yeah, that too.
And you're developing type 7 diabetes.
Whoa, type 7? I thought there was only two types.
There was, until your fat ass decided to eat 87 ice cream sandwiches. How the fuck do you stomach 87 ice cream sandwiches?
Anyways, man, the munchies are lit, bro, because it's the only time you can truly taste each individual atom as it hits your tongue. Like, eating some good food while high is like a meditation, bro. Like, when you're zooted munching on some Doritos and you start closing your eyes, shit, you might just fuck around and become the Dorito. Now, this happens to me on a routinely basis, and as heavenly as that experience is, I must warn you, when you come out of your Dorito coma, you will be at least 5 bags deep in that motherfucker, and your hands may never be the same. Man, I'm still trying to recover to this day. Yeah, my Doritos still taste like fingers, bro. And if staining my fingers orange and developing a new type of diabetes sounds bad, my munchies addiction gets worse, bro. Because when you combine the zooted desire for food with the distorted judgment of the baked brain, shit, that's the perfect equation to put me into crippling debt. Especially back in the day, because as a youngin', the only thing I was cooking was my brain cells, bro. So that meant I had to buy food. And to put it into simpleton terms, well, I was broke as shit. I remember one hot sunny day, me and the boys were chilling at a carnival with some of our other boys, and one of those boys whips out his dap pen. And so of course everyone flocks around that dude and chiefs the fuck out of his dap pen, and 15 minutes later, that shit hit. But you know what hit even harder? The goddamn munchies. And so there I was, walking around the carnival, absolutely blasted, with $50 to my name, looking for something to eat. And don't get me wrong, the carnival had lots of options, but they were really taxing out here, and for a dude with 50 bones to his name, I needed to find the most bang for my buck. And there I saw it. It was beautiful, a pink ice cream truck glistening in the summer sun. So you know I had to hop in line, and as I'm waiting in this line, the dude in front of me turns around, and he's like, damn, bro, you look high as giraffe balls, dude. What? Me? Nah, what? Me? No.
Hey, don't worry, dude.
I am too.
Oh, shit.
So me and my newfound homie are just chopping it up, talking about how sensational this ice cream is about to be, and soon enough, it was the homie's turn to order. Yo, dude, let me borrow one of those cookie dough ice cream cones. Alrighty, here you go. That'll be $12.
$12, bro? That's like half my net worth. Trust me, it's worth it, dude.
Yo, let me get a cookie cone. Alright, cookies and cream, here you go. And as I licked that thing, man, that shit was sensational as fuck. But as I turned around, I seen the baked homie step into a pothole and absolutely fumble his ice cream cone. And I'm not gonna lie, that was some of the saddest shit I ever seen. So I go walk over to give him some of mine. Hey man, you want some cookies and cream?
Oh shit, thank you, man.
Bro, did you just drop both of our $12 ice cream cones? Fuck. Then we were back in line like nothing ever happened. But man, waiting in that sun, my mouth was parched and my eyes were dry. And by the time we made it to the end of the line, I was looking like dried up SpongeBob, bro.
Hey, it's you again. Can I get the cookie cone, the
cookie cone, the cream, the one with the cream. Yeah.
And at last, after dropping half my net worth on ice cream, I took a big bite of that ice cream cone and man, I felt every sugar granule, every atom, every proton and electron contained within that bite. And for the time being, the munchies were cured.
Getting too high and ordering Chinese food 3 times because you keep forgetting you ordered it is one thing. But being too high in public is just one situation you don't want to be in. Like when you're too high in public, it feels like there's always a spotlight on you. And that all these random people you walk by are staring you down. But whatever you do, you can't make eye contact with anyone. Or else that person will snatch your soul. If anyone else gets paranoid when they get high, then I know you can relate. I'll be out here fighting demons trying to walk to the gas station like, okay, relax. You're gonna be okay. The gas station is right there. Holy shit, it's the cops. They're after me. Man, something in that gas smokes away all your logic and reasoning. Like, it'll have me jumping from conclusion to conclusion like I'm playing Mario. Did that girl just look at me? Shit. She must think I'm sexy. Wait, no. She knows I'm high. Holy shit, she's probably an undercover FBI agent. She's getting back up as I speak. I gotta get the fuck out of here. And sometimes when you're smacked in a public setting, you're just forced to talk to people. Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart is around here?
Wait, fuck. What did he say? He probably just asked how I was doing. Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, but do you know where the Walmart is?
Oh, yep. Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. Phew, good thing I played that one off. Or I mean, you could always just take the good old safe route.
Hey man, do you know where the Walmart?
When you get way too baked in public, you also feel super self-conscious about everything. Am I walking weird? How do I even normally walk? Why am I walking like I just shit my pants? Okay, this feels pretty normal. Wait, am I even breathing right? Fuck, now I just turned on manual breathing. Roaming the streets while baked, you'll come across lots of people. But there's just some unspoken connection between two high people. Like, no words have to be said. You see that his eyes are red, and he sees that your eyes are red. You dap each other up out of respect, and you keep it pushing. Now, when you're baked as hell in public, but you're with a group of people who are just as baked as you, it's a lot easier to relax. Because the simple thought that these people look just as stupid as I do. And honestly, at that point, you can just embrace it. Because you're no longer baked, alone, and afraid anymore. Now you can speak your truth. Hey man, do you know where the wall- Hey bro, I'ma stop you right there. I am fucking baked. And therefore, I cannot help you locate anything you may be looking for. And listen, being baked and Mickey D's go hand in hand. The problem is, you have to actually talk to the McDonald's guy to get your food. Like, when I'm baked, I just don't have the brain capacity to communicate what I'm thinking. Shit, I'm probably gonna get a Big Mac. Hi there, what can I get for you? Do you guys have burgers? No shit, we got burgers. Yeah, then let me get the burger, you know, like with the things, the, you know what I'm saying, like that, yeah. Damn, you are fucking stupid, bro. And we already know being zooted at school can either be a rather delightful experience, or it could be completely and utterly terrible. Once again, if you tend to get paranoid when you're high, being at school has to be one of the worst places to be. You'll be out here ducking and dodging the teachers, absolutely shitting the bed on all your tests, and it's just overall gonna be a stressful ass experience. But on the other hand, if you get much more relaxed when you're high, then you get a nice little mood boost. You walk around with your head up and that baked grin on your face. Shit, this was never me, but I know some motherfuckers magically get a better mark on their tests when they're faded. Overall, you're just kinda living life stress-free. I mean, these two experiences are pretty much complete opposites. So I'm not trying to say being baked in public is always gonna be a bad experience, but for me, I'd much rather accidentally place 3 orders of Chinese food from the comfort of my own home.
Yo,
your very first time buying from the plug. It's a special moment. It marks the beginning of a bond. A bond so strong and full of trust that it can only compare to that of your barber. Now, your first time copping from the plug can go many different ways, but my first time took place way back when I was 7. Okay, that's cap, but I was 13. Now, as some 13-year-olds, my homies and I were oblivious of how to get our hands on some sweet, juicy,